Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Neighborhood Shrink Blog Talk Radio, facilitated by Coach Rob. Today's conversation is going to include or really focus on the sense of entitlement. And although entitlement, when you earn something, you definitely are entitled, as per if you work, you're entitled to a paycheck, you perform a service, you're entitled to payment. What I'm talking about is entitlement without being earned. It's said to be what we feel we're entitled to or what we have a right to. And for many young adults, and adults as well, that sense of entitlement really overwhelms and it sets the precedent for them to create a dependency on someone else to make them happy. It really diminishes their ability to dream and allow themselves to create a desire to want something, to get it without expecting it. And I think it's a big part of our culture that we struggle with, that if we do earn what we want, we go out there and create a desire or vision to create what we want, we have that fulfillment, self-fulfillment, which only we can do, based on our own achievement. Without achievement, there is no fulfillment. So when we talk about the structure with so many people being unhappy and so many people not being fulfilled, this is the opportunity for them to do so. But when we have this sense of entitlement, it's the downside. For many, they become victims to this. And by that I mean they feel that they're being neglected or not getting what they want. And once you feel that you're victimized or become a victim, you lose all your power. It's a focus on what you're not getting rather than what you can create. And for many people, they become stuck. So our young adults, in a world where they're expecting so much on a material basis, have that need to be fulfilled. And anyone that has written my book realizes that I stated the quote, and it came from just the thought of working with many parents and children, that children are entitled to be happy, but from the core, not from the store. And that says it all, the core, how we are happy from within ourselves, and we're the only ones that are in charge of this. So when we talk about entitlement, many times when I'm working with young adults, I ask them what they want, and many don't know. And I'm going to give you a quick story. I was working with a 13-year-old, and this young man was very unhappy this one day. And much of it had pertained to being bullied at school, although we didn't discuss it in that sense until I really got to know him. When I asked this young man what was going on, he was really upset and devastated and teary-eyed. And the more we spoke, the more upset he became. What I was able to get after discussing it for 15 to 20 minutes was that he didn't get this new phone. At the time, this is about 5 or 6 years ago, at the time, this $300 phone that he desperately needed. And where I'm going to bring up about want and need, when I was asking him what was wrong, what was really bothering about this, well, number one, he had told his friends he was definitely getting them because then it was a social thing or a social standing. It gave him credibility to many people. And the other thing is that his mother, his mom, who was a wonderful mom, obviously concerned, hired me as a coach, did not understand how important for them, and that regulated to him thinking, she doesn't care enough, she doesn't love me. And I thought that was amazing to listen to, and he was being real. It wasn't that he was spoiled or being bratty. He wholeheartedly at this point believed she was not connecting with him and didn't show the love he needed for a $300 phone. And when I asked him to kind of expound on for me the difference between want and need, he was confused. Confused because he really needed that phone in his mind. Of course, the phone that he did have worked fine. It worked because you can call out of it and you can even text. But it didn't have all the new downloads that some of his friends had. So for his point, that this was now making him less. On top of him not feeling good about himself, about the bullying, and having low self-esteem, low self-worth, this would have raised him up. And it probably would have, but for a very short time. So the point in this is that I asked him, how can you then earn to get the phone? After much thought, and this is part of the coaching process to help them accomplish what they want to accomplish, he wasn't sure. All he knew is he asked for it, and he didn't get it, and it meant a lot to him, and he had to return to school the next day without the phone. And I asked him, what's the most important thing about this phone? And as it turned about, he started to realize it was because he put himself out and expressed to his friends that he was getting this new phone, and it gave him an edge on them and gave him that sense of at least maybe being as good, if not better, for that those few moments. Well, my job and my core as a coach was to work on his core values, to help him understand who he is and what great strengths he had, and to get him away from being victimized. So I asked him about the need. Does he really need this phone for what it's meant to be, a phone that you can communicate with? Begrudgingly, he agreed that it wasn't a really need, but he desperately wanted it. I said, okay, now let's turn this into a positive. Let's create the desire on how to accomplish this and get this phone that you wanted. So we put a plan together, a plan in the sense of what he can do, offer him to do more chores, maybe get a paper route at the time, discussing different things because he was not of age to work. And he really felt empowered, and what a difference. And it wasn't because of me. His mom said, what a great coach I am, and maybe I am. But this is what that young man did. This is not what I did for him. It was his own thought processes changing that negative belief into a positive belief. So when we talk about entitlement, if it's earned, it's a great thing to receive. But if it's not, and you feel entitlement, then you're looking for someone else to make you feel good. And that's a journey in life that is a very rough ride because it is short term. So my goal is, instead of having people feel that they're entitled, what do they want? What vision? Even at a young age, 12, 13-year-olds, I ask what their visions are. As small as it is, as if you're going into middle school, what do you want your middle school career to look like? And for the most part, good grades. Also, the kids say that. They want to make new friends and have a good time. Now, we all know middle school is the roughest time, most biggest transition time. So if we go in there feeling better about ourselves and not looking for others to help us feel good about ourselves, then we have a better chance of really having a successful school career, even if it's middle school. And, of course, we go on to young adults that are going into high school, and, of course, young adults that are going into college. It's about us and how we create what we want based on our own tools. And the key to success for that is working on self-strengths and understanding that if I create this, I earn it. And when you ask children, and this is a very interesting fact, how did it feel when you passed that test? Great. Scale of 1 to 10, basic coaching question. Scale of 1 to 10, oh, it was a 12 or 15. Why'd you do so good on an exam? Well, I really studied. And how well are you feeling? And then others that would be in the group and talking about how they didn't do so as well as they should have. And you ask them on a scale of 1 to 10, how important was it? They said a 10. Then I asked to be honest, and I said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much effort did you put into this? How much time did you allow yourself to be able to do well on this test? And for the ones that were really honest, was a 3 or 4. So you look at the imbalance. So if you only put a 3 or 4, your opportunities, or that sense of the test being harder than it should, was our own responsibility. So a sense of entitlement, really, for many adults and children alike, can be devastating, especially if it's long-term, to help them create more of what they want and what they can accomplish. When I talk about need, I talk about dependency, which leads to an expectation, which leads to a frustration, much as this young man did when he didn't get the phone, and then the victimization. And it lowers our self-worth. We lower our self-worth. Versus want. Again, this is my description. It's desire. It's the dream and the vision. It's the belief that you can and then taking the action, having that achievement and fulfillment. Just as those young adults did with those tests, they had positive self-worth. So the question would be, if that need lowers our self-worth, and the want gives us much more of a positive self-worth. Why aren't we more developing that? Well, culturally, there's an expectation. That's my job, is to change that thought process. And we want to really create the sense of entitlement based on how we accomplish things. Even when we watch TV, many of the commercials that advertise and lawyers say about being wronged or medication that didn't work. And don't get me wrong, that's a great idea. It's a great checks and balances. But what is it creating for our young adults who watch a good amount of TV? Seeing that if there's something wrong, someone's got to pay. And how do we earn our own way in life? And how do we create that? When I talk about the young adults, and I'm focusing a little bit on young adults, and next time around I'm going to focus on the adults, is whose education is this? Who's responsible for our education? And I can assure you, as the younger groups are, 9 out of 10 say the teachers. Well, I base it on the 50-50 relationship on anything. And I said they're absolutely right. The teacher is responsible to teach. But you are responsible to learn. And it's amazing to watch when the ones that get this really understand what I'm saying. That how can we create our education for ourselves and not expect someone else to give us good grades if we don't put the effort? Or the tests to be hard, and some are, more than not. I've certainly experienced that. And certainly we do well in some areas and not as well as the other areas. But if we know we put a lot of effort into that, and we raise that effort level to an 8 or a 9 instead of a 3 or 4, we may not have had the results that we had for ourselves, but we had that sense of self-integrity that we tried. And there's no dollar point on that. It's phenomenal. So to sum this up, entitlement is a wonderful thing if you earn something. It's a reward for doing something. And it's a double-edged sword. It can lead to low self-esteem and low self-worth, especially if you're expecting things that you haven't earned. And with that expectation comes frustration. And being victimized, you lose all your power because you're relying on others and material things to make you feel happy. So I'm going to conclude today. Go out there and accomplish what you want. Allow yourself to visualize and see what you want to do. Set some goals. Watch how it feels when you accomplish them, as small as they are. And my recommendation is start small. Small steps lead to the top as well. Start small and build. I want to thank you, and I'm looking forward to checking in next time. Again, from your neighborhood shrink, have a great day.